When I was a parishioner at the cathedral, the dean used to say on baptism Sundays, be aware there might be crying and wailing and there might be lots of movement. And the children might move too. So in the time leading up to All Saints Day and to our observation of it today, I've been thinking about saints that I've run into over the years, both unofficial and official. Perhaps I should explain. For example, St. Andrew came to mind. The church I was baptized in as a baby was called St. Andrew. I think he was my first run-in with an official saint. According to the Gospel of John, Andrew was the first disciple, the first official follower called by Jesus. And Andrew took a big step by agreeing to be with Jesus, called to be a fisher of people. He was also the first evangelizer because he told his brother, Simon Peter, that Jesus was the real thing and that he should come along with Jesus too. The example of St. Andrew inspires me to become a fisher of people as well. As I think of other churches that I've been involved with named after official saints, I think about how, too, they might inspire me in my life as a Christian. For example, St. Mark, the writer of the earliest gospel, reminds me to communicate the message of Jesus concisely and with as much immediacy as possible. And St. Helen, the mother of a Roman emperor, was herself led to Christianity by her son. A sort of role reversal when it comes to faith journeys. St. Helen also sought to find Jesus in many ways, in many places. That reminds me that we can help people of all ages to come to hear and receive the story of God, the story of Jesus, the story of love. And that also Jesus can be found in even the most unlikely of places. Perhaps you have an official saint who inspires you. But we heard in the reading from the book of Revelation about all the people gathered around before the throne of God. They will hunger no more, they will thirst no more, the sun won't strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. They've been washed clean of all things that afflicted them. Now, it's easy enough, of course, for us to think that all those people are official named saints as well, but this reading doesn't mention that, does it? God blessed them, wiped away their tears. But who are they? Our gospel reading from the Beatitudes, today from Matthew, tells us who God blesses. And it seems to be full of contradictions, or at least of unexpected connections. Clearly, the poor in body and spirit, the mournful, the meek, sounds like they're not fortunate to be in their present circumstances. How can blessedness be associated with such things? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well, many of us have been poor in spirit in one way or another. It doesn't feel like a very blessed state, does it? Some of us might be in mourning. That doesn't feel very blessed either. But what Jesus is saying is that all those people, the poor in spirit, the poor, the meek, the mourning, those who are persecuted, are all welcomed into the kingdom of God. I suspect we all have experienced one or more of those things that we heard in the Beatitudes. And so we're all welcome too. And blessed are the peacemakers, children of God. Jesus and God called us to love our neighbors. Surely peacemakers have a special place. Even if they're sometimes called out for being on one side or the other of a conflict. Surely being in favor of no more suffering, in favor of no more killing, is not partisan. All these people are welcomed by God, including us, and are blessed by God, and are part of God's kingdom here on earth. All of those people who have gone before us and whom we see around us today can inspire us to be Christian and ways to be Christian. We can learn about being Christian from each of these people, even if none of us is perfect. And in a few moments, we'll recognize and welcome the newest members of God's kingdom as we baptize Alea and Nevaeh. They look to all of us, they look to all of us to find examples of God's kingdom that they can follow, just as we can look to them. And they too can be numbered among the saints.